Good morning and welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Great to have you with us. Don, he's here.
I'm here.
Ava's here.
I'm here as well.
Yeah, and we're going to have a good day today. Lots of cool stories. One I think a lot of people are going to be interested in. If you're a muskie fisherman, I think you're going to want to hang out. It's research looking at what triggers muskie to bite. That and a lot more when we come back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
How's things, Ava?
Going good.
Going well. Love it. I love it. You know what? We start looking at what's going on when the winter, still dead of winter, but there's lots of purchasing going on, getting ready for spring. You were talking about that last week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the sports shows are starting to fire up. I mean,
yeah.
We got a little ways in Minnesota to wait, but I'm sure around the country.
Well, the groundhog did go back.
Yeah.
You know.
It does every year.
Are you sure? Because it is warm here this weekend.
Yeah, which is nice for going out skiing. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's good. But brings us back to electronics. You don't have to buy a new boat to upgrade the electronics. And the more I keep thinking about it, there's so much that's being marketed across the board right now as far as the latest, greatest technology.
Right.
But there is a long way that you can go from what you have as your existing electronics package in your boat, whether you've got a little small screen in the front or you've got minimal technology at the dash. If you're a fisherman and you thought about, well, maybe I should, I'm telling you, there's going to be supply. Number one, that's one of the biggest issues in the past. And there's going to be a myriad of things available and people are going to want to be moving them. And take the time, look at what you want from anything from 17 feet on up. My feeling on those kinds of boats, don't get anything smaller than a size 7 minimum or a 9 for the dash. It allows you to split the screens and utilize the down imaging and the side imaging, which brings me to the next thing. Use and get those technologies. They will transform your fishing. They're not difficult to use. I mean, don't you agree, Don? I mean, it's become so easy.
Yeah.
One of those things you deal with a lot of times is the learning curve. You think, oh, I've got all that stuff on there. Yeah. I can't figure it out.
Take the time to either watch some YouTube videos from the manufacturer, whatever manufacturer you're buying from, and see how these units operate, because it makes it such a huge difference once you realize what you're doing.
Well, and the thing, too, is it's so intuitive now, as opposed to, well, you have to go into this screen, and then you flip through this screen to get to this, and then you push this, then now it's active. Now it's a matter of, like, programming your radio in your car. You push the button down and hold it. Okay, there's your favorite screen. Flip through a bunch of screens. There's my other one. Save that, and then save the next one. Piece of cake.
Right.
Really easy to use. So really, the bottom line is, when you're looking at electronics, there's a lot being marketed. You don't have to go off the charts spending, but get a big enough sized Graph GPS combo. Always go Graph GPS combo. Get the transducer that's appropriate for it, because that's one of the learning curves. You'll find it'll come with the high speed transducer. Most electronics don't come with high speed. They'll come with the basic transducer that's going to operate for the slow speeds. You'll have to add a transducer for high speed so you can drive down the lake and have a reading. And last but not least, most of these have a connection, either a Y cable or something like that, that connect the two. It's that simple. It's not rocket science. You can do it yourself. It's a power cord. You run those up through the gunwale of the boat, bring it to your dash.
I mean, I think part of the key is getting them mounted correctly is all. So, again, watch a YouTube video on it. Mm-hmm. If you don't understand the directions that you receive with it, and they'll explain how it's best done.
Yeah, the easiest. I think one of the biggest errors that I see, even coming from marinas,
right,
is that the somebody that's mounting it is not maybe a fisherman or understanding what happens. Take a straight edge, put it up against the bottom of the boat. Make sure that transducer is only like just about a quarter of an inch, barely higher. Quarter of an inch below the bottom of the boat.
Below.
Just below the bottom of a boat. So you can see that that's going to be down a little bit. And that's on the high speed. The big transducer, that's designed for the slower trolling and the detail. That's up off the bottom of the boat. Right. Do not run that below the bottom of the boat. Those are the two biggest errors that I see when people are mounting electronics. If you've got one for Christmas and you're anxious to get out, just take the time to understand and make sure that you don't put it in line with the main engine.
Right.
We've had situations where people do that. It aerates the propeller. And then what happens? You can't create any lift out of the bow. And you can lose, this is no lie, 5 miles an hour.
From your transducer? 5 miles an hour. Really?
The same thing holds true with the, there's pickups that they put down below the bottom of the boat that go over the top of the live well intake. So when you're driving, it's constantly pushing water into the live well. Exact same thing happened, identical boat to my boat. The guy calls me, he says, I rigged everything the same way you did. What in the world? I'm only going 57 miles an hour and I'm getting 62. Guess what? He said, show me the picture of the back of your boat. There was that, a scupper, sure, on the back or a scoop on the back. I said, right, take that thing off. It was the day before the tournament.
Sure.
He said, it's the day before I said, take it off. He takes it off, and that morning, literally, take off is at 7. 7:03, he sends me a photo, 62.7.
Right.
So it makes a difference in what you do as well on the back of the boat.
You're talking a rocket, though. Rocket.
No, boat. I'm talking, it doesn't matter.
Rocket
If you take four miles
boat, I don't even need a high-speed transducer in mine because I can read my speed when I'm doing 35 miles an
but
hour.
But your transducer you have will read at speed.
Right.
That's the idea.
Right.
The problem you have with most boats is that creates too much turbulence and it doesn't read well at speed. Those aren't designed to be under the water or way in the water flow. And as well, you don't want that to get hit by any debris and damage that big transducer.
No, mine is like an eighth of an inch above the bottom of the boat.
Yeah, and that's a big thing.
For that reason.
And then, of course, everybody just drills into the hull. Get a plastic mounting plate.
Right.
Don't mess with drilling into the boat except the two holes for the plastic mounting bar. It's like a half inch thick. It's about 3.5 inches across and about 10 inches long. Mount it to the boat. Off to the side, not in front of the engine, and you're going to be
just
golden.
Make it level on the back of the boat, and you can put a couple of transducers on there.
You mount it with the angle of the hull,
okay,
so that you're able to mount them progressively down the hull.
Sure.
So you can mount them accordingly. If you have side imaging, it won't interfere with the other one. Right. So works well. Well, tell you what, we're going to be right back. We're going to be talking a little bit about muskies and what it takes to trigger a muskie. Stay tuned. Be right back.